I have never done this before. Can I sing you a song I just wrote?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, do the dance you were doing yesterday.
Okay. I don't have words. I just have the tune. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
And then... I love that song. I don't know what that guy's advertising, but one, I want to buy it.
You wrote that song?
Yeah. He's using it.
Okay.
I will listen to it. If you can play that ad, but take out the man's voice, I will listen to that little tune all the way home. I'm obsessed with it. Seriously.
It's an earworm.
Every time it comes on, what do? I'm like, shut up. And got a spear. It's the best.
There's not enough of it, though.
No idea who the advertiser is. No idea what they're selling.
No.
Luggage, maybe? Kittens?
I'm pretty sure it's not kittens.
Kitten luggage?
It's luggage for your kittens. Teeny tiny little roller bags.
Did anyone call 911 about Amy Mark's course?
We saw her in the kitchen. We thought she'd...
you don't think she
looked better.
You don't think she's getting in a car and driving, do you?
God, I hope not.
I think Colleen's going to drop her off at home in the Camo X News car.
I think that's a smart move.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Hey, I have an update on a story from yesterday, like a real news team.
What's the story?
Remember the 15-year-old girl with autism who used a drink ticket to get in?
Southwest
yes.
flight?
The airport is saying, bullcrap, that's not true. She used someone else's ticket to get on.
Okay, but still, they're supposed to check your ID.
Except if you're under 18.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yep.
Like, I think we found a hole in the system.
Mm-hmm. That's right,
right?
though.
I mean, first of all, if you're under 18, I mean, 17 is a lot different than, like, 8. But I would think if I were going to put almost 15-year-old Phoebe on a plane somewhere by herself, I would go, I would... drop her off. Someone would be there to pick her up.
It should at least be 16 because at 16 you have a driver's license yeah. and things like that. I would expect Grace to have to give her ID.
I mean, this girl is perfectly innocent, but there are a lot of people out there that would. I mean, they're constantly blowing up teenagers in the Middle East.
I still think that there was probably didn't want because this part of the story said that she was like noticeably on the spectrum, right? Like that was. Part of the story. So to give somebody like that trouble, hold them up in the line, make them go through some screening, they would probably be accused of harassment.
Which, again, just tells me we're just really not serious about security.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
It's not like you're patting down a 92-year-old woman in a wheelchair. You have someone walking through, and you don't check them. Come on in.
Yeah.
You don't check them.
Yeah, you're right.
You do it a lot.
I'm doing it more and
more. That's like the third time this segment. I just kept letting them roll.
A year from now, everything's gonna be like this.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. This is the Dave Glover Show.
So, I wrote a song. Here's the way it goes. I was having a pretty good day until I just looked at my computer.
What now?
What's on your pooter?
Nick Walinda to wire walk over active volcano. I hate you, Nick Walinda. Oh. You are my mortal enemy.
You have a
If I could be there, here's what I should do. I should somehow fake my way into being a tech and then just shake the hell out of that wire. Into the flames, Nick.
Here's what I know is going to happen. Here's what I know is going to happen. He's not going to fall.
No.
But there's going to be some unforeseen wind.
No.
Or the volcano will have
to sit down for a minute.
Send out a puff or something and like, wasn't expecting this. And like, there'll be some drama. But he'll make it. He'll pull through because he's Nick Walinda. Let me ask you this. Yeah. I'm not going to be all morbid and say you push the red button and one of them dies. But I'm going to say you push the
I've
button.
I've already pushed it while you're talking.
But you push the button and they...
all tumble to their death in a volcano.
No,
yes,
no.
I pushed the button.
They have no more...
burned. Alive.
Publicity.
Yes, button pushed.
They're completely... they just live their life in a cave in Australia.
Skeleton.
Only
pops
one
up
person.
Out of the bubbles.
You push the button and it either gets rid of Nick Walinda
okay.
or Savannah Guthrie.
Oh!
Who are you choosing?
Man.
You're not killing them. I want to be clear with that. You're
Savannah's just, not, like, not drawing that much attention to herself.
No.
Let me put a bug in your ear here.
Yeah. No, yeah, but she's on TV.
She's on TV every day, though.
Yeah.
Well, Linda only pops up once a year.
Yeah, but when he pops up,
it's bad. It's bad.
It gets me.
So you're the button.
Wait,
is
do you
Linda?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of the flying Linda.
I thought you were going to say, like,
he's a trapezman.
Whoever took over for Soleimani, and I was going to have to really think about it.
Why do you hate him? Just because it's the same thing over and over and over again, and he never dies?
Yes.
Because he thinks he's so cool.
He does. Just the whole thing.
Yeah.
What if Linda came out and stepped on that tightrope or whatever, and the song that started playing was...
It's a one-trick pony. That's the problem.
Yeah, he is. You're right.
It's just a one-trick... I'm going to go over the Grand Canyon. I'm going to go over a volcano.
You can walk on a rope. Good for you.
I'm going to go over a mountaintop. It's just...
Well, here's... Look.
I'm going to go over Times Square.
I'm already a terrible person. But here's the thing. You have.
If that's a given. That's a gift.
If you had no safety harnesses, I'm watching.
Yeah.
But the fact that you could fall 10 feet from the wire, I don't care what you're over.
Dave, maybe the volcano will be really active that night.
I can only hope.
I guarantee you there's going to be some unforeseen.
Yeah.
Remember, we did this before. Nick Walenda's net worth is surprisingly low for as much attention as he gets.
Remember when I really went off on him last time and all the Walendas were here for the Circus Flora?
Mm-hmm.
They're all in town.
Oops.
Yeah. Whatever.
$4 million.
I'd like to hear the news. Why don't you turn on that Fox affiliate and just see what they're talking about? You know who I hate? That Nick Walenda really thinks he's somebody.
Can he just fall?
Take off the harness, you wuss.
You shouldn't say that, because sometimes they fall and they've been hurt and his grandpa died. Okay, don't get on the friggin' wire.
Yeah, there's a way to avoid that.
Yeah.
He gets approximately $500,000 per stunt.
Hmm.
Like that.
You know what? It's worth it if it's Andrew. If you put Andrew out there on it.
Oh, he should get $1 million.
Worth it. Yes. And I'm watching. And if he prays to Jesus the whole time, I get it.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's scared because he's never done it before.
He's probably going to fall.
Yeah.
Like if Andrew just pulled himself along, you know?
That's what I want to see is I want to see a non-professional.
Right.
That
just
would go over the volcano.
Does it bother you lying the whole time?
Does it bother you
hysterics?
That he spells Nick without the C, too?
A lot.
I knew that would be a real big part of it.
I'm with you on that one.
Everything about him.
He's too good for the sea.
Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks, the big headlines. Brought to you by Schnucks and the big headline at Schnucks this week. Join the Schnucks Step Challenge for your chance to win up to 50,000 Schnucks rewards points. Text STEPS to 27126. Before we get into my headlines, I wanted to share this tweet that Andrew just sent me about the whole Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, he doesn't think a woman can be president. Did he say it? I don't know. But Matthew Dowd is the chief political analyst at ABC News, and he tweeted earlier, "You know one clear way to demonstrate that you believe a woman can and should be president, because now Bernie has to prove that, don't try to defeat a woman running for president." So, okay, is the standard now, unless you are literally moving out of a woman's way, you are sexist?
What a dumb thing to say.
Exactly. If I'm like, all right, I want to compete for this prize and I want to be the best. I want the number one spot. But you can't let, I'm picking on Tony today, but you can't let Tony compete because he might beat me and I just don't want him there stressing me out. Then I'm not the number one spot then. Like, I didn't earn that.
No.
And it's not his fault for not moving out of my way that I wasn't the best.
So Bernie's supposed to prove that he didn't say that he doesn't think a woman can be president by getting
dropping out of the
way.
Race. Yeah. So. In fact, he's sexist for running for president in the first place when we have a woman that wants to be president. So you know what? I would like to formally say I would really like to host the afternoon show on 97.1, and now the onus is on Dave Glover to prove that he's not
sexist. And if
sexist.
I don't retire, then I'm just a horrible misogynist.
He's a woman hater.
I don't mean to be a broken record, but again, that's not equality.
No, it's not.
No.
It's not so broken. Equality. If you think that that's equality, your brain is broke. A Twitter user replied to him and said, Do you believe a woman can be chief political analyst at ABC News? Thank you.
Good
I'll start
one.
Monday.
That's
love
great.
It. Love it.
People are so dumb on Twitter and they're so smart.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, so they say things I just like, oh my God, I wish I'd have thought of that.
So Apple.
I did it again.
You did
this.
This
is like
voice.
A real disease.
That's
I have an
kinda
affliction.
Kind of how your voice sounds a little bit.
Hey.
In certain, sometimes it sounds like that. Just like when I was like, headlines. Like, sometimes things happen. And that's a thing that happens to you sometimes.
Dear Jesus, just protect me on this wire. I've never done it before. It seems like a volcano's down there. Dear Lord Jesus, baby. I'm just kind of scared. My feet are big and the wire's small. Really regretting this decision.
Not now, Fuddlicker. I don't need your energy right now.
I should have practiced. Why didn't I practice? I didn't get on a wire once.
Stayed up all night playing Fortnite. I'm tired. Didn't get a good night's sleep.
Ate so many cheese hot dogs. So many. Jesus, take the cheese hot dogs out of my stomach. You can do it. You cured the blind and you send it to heaven. I just have too many sausages. Can you just make the sausages go away? Oh.
All right. So Apple is refusing the government, which, by the way, just a reminder, Cardi B doesn't like the government.
Okay.
Apple is refusing the government's request to unlock the Pensacola shooting suspect's iPhones. They say they've already turned over gigabytes of information to law enforcement, but they refuse to create a back door to the encryption for the police to get in because they said there's no way to create a back door that's just for the good guys. If we do this for the police and they're able to access this phone, that means hackers can access everyone's private information.
I find that so hard to believe.
I just don't know why they can't. I don't know if it's like they're trying to find old iMessages and stuff. Or if it's the phone itself is just locked, just unlock the phone. There's got to be a way to do that.
It makes me feel better about our phone security.
Yeah,
for sure.
Those stories, I just don't buy any of them because you read one story that says they're monitoring every, or if they want to at least, they can track every voicemail, text message, phone call that they want. They can listen to anything. Your microphones are turned on even when your phone is turned off. The tracking is on even when it's turned off. But, hey, we need to unlock this guy's phone. No way.
Got
to do
nothing.
It.
Can't. Right.
We cannot do it. Like, somebody's not telling the truth because both things can't be true.
Yeah.
Lori Loughlin has been accused of withholding information in the Varsity Blues college admission scandal. According to the feds, she's not putting stuff up for discovery. I'm starting to get nervous. That she's going to get off scot-free.
Oh, I thought you meant go to prison.
Oh,
you
no,
don't
I don't
think
care.
So.
I want her to go to prison. I think she's terrible.
Is she your Nick Willenda?
She's not my Nick Willenda, but it bothers me that she's not owning up to what
she'll
she did.
She'll have wasted all that money on jail coach if she doesn't go to prison.
That's true. But no, I'm starting to worry that her lawyers are playing such hardball and they're just going to, you know, nickel and dime everything and she's going to completely get out of it, which is like the whole thing is you're so privileged and so in your bubble that like you thought you could just pay millions of dollars to have your stupid kid go
to
USC.
You hate to see it be right.
And you're getting away with it. So final story here before we go to break. This is sad. Just let the guy go. A masked 86-year-old robbed a bank, but he was caught moments later due to his slow getaway. Just let him go home. Poor
How
guy.
How far away did he get?
He was just shuffling to the car.
I pictured
He's
Tim
on the
Conway.
Curb.
Is it just me who pictures Tim Conway as the old man?
He was just a few blocks away.
Well, I'm on Easy Street now.
He was just he was just trying to have some fun.
Good
Let time. Him keep the money, too.
430 DGS, 97.1 FM Talk. Coming up at 5 p.m., we have our first priest and the rabbi of the new year, plus the first priest and the rabbi we've had in a long time, although subtract the priest, add a minister. Okay. No priest.
Minister.
Plenty of rabbi. Pastor. Lousy with rabbi. Do we know the minister's name?
His name is Vince Hall, and he has a that church made down. Up. I think that's his name. And he has a church down in the Central West End.
Hmm. Both sound sketchy.
I got him from Wiggins, so it's like...
Oh, my God.
This guy, it could be Wiggins and a fake mustache coming in.
I would love that. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Pretty day.
Yeah, finally. Some sun.
Yeah, makes such a huge difference.
It really does. Plus, because of the sun, it was a little bit warmer, so that felt pretty good. A lot of stuff going on, though, over the next several days. There's two weather systems on the way. Late night tomorrow, some spotty showers. That's system one. It's not a big deal, though it does allow some colder air to come in. During tomorrow afternoon, you're going to feel temperatures dropping into the 40s, and then 22 for the overnight low tomorrow night, and only 38 for the high on Thursday, but there'll be some sunshine around. So that's the first system really just brings cold air in. Second system is still out in the Pacific, has not made landfall yet on the West Coast. That will happen tomorrow night. But it's going to come across the nation, and it's going to be that one of those things that puts us right in the middle of a real temperature funk out. It's just that the temperature is just going to be weird across the board in the upper atmosphere. You know what that means? A little mix of everything. Thursday night, late Thursday
funk
night.
Funk out.
Maybe, probably well after midnight.
Catch that.
A little bit of light snow starts to develop late Thursday night. Friday, the morning rush could be a mess because we're talking about sleet, snow, and freezing rain for about 6 or 7 hours. And then it kicks over slowly to rain Friday afternoon and rain Friday night, where the rain could be kind of heavy again. But we could see 1 to 2 inches of sleet and snow in that stuff Friday morning. And depending on how much freezing rain we see, either way, let's just think the roads on Friday morning could be a real mess. But we get up to 42 degrees Friday afternoon, windy and colder over the weekend. In fact, quite colder. Temperatures in the teens for nighttime lows and in the 30s for daytime highs Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
So, Dave, decent chance schools will be closing on Friday.
Oh, you know, I hate to do that.
Yeah, but I mean, but like.
Yeah, I would say there is a shot if it all pans out the way it's looking right now. And we have ways to go. This thing has to get onto the West Coast. We have to start to get some land-based sampling of what the system's all about. And as I've said a million times, got to get it over the Rockies before we really know what's going on. But if it pans out the way I think it's panning out right now, Friday could be an off-school day. However, get your homework done because, just because.
Funk out.
Funk out. Don't want to be funked out.
Funk out.
So you're going to miss a big, messy travel day Friday.
Ooh, I'm glad to miss it.
Thank
you.
You
don't find it exciting like Dave does in his discipline?
No.
Come on, we got to work on you, Sue.
I've been stuck before on one of those. We had an ice storm or something, and I had to spend an extra day. It's just a pain.
I think Dave was talking about
as a traffic person
to make your job more exciting.
I'm sorry.
Whew. What did you think I meant?
I thought you meant
do you like
traveling.
Driving in the snow?
Because I'll be traveling.
Yeah.
He thought he was asking if you
enjoyed driving.
I hate this job.
I hate being a traffic reporter.
Do you know how many people will be in need of my services?
So you think that Dave Glover was saying that Dave Murray enjoys, like, because he said, do you like it as Dave Murray?
You know, I didn't
enjoys...
pay attention to that part, Tony.
Okay.
But I hate to miss that.
Now
that I know what you're talking about, I do kind of hate to miss that.
Okay. Well,
this is one of the weirder days we've had.
Yeah.
Just all around.
Oh, how do you really put that in perspective?
Yeah.
Is today
after
that much weirder
years,
than yesterday?
No.
Right. Right, right.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, good points. You guys want some fun facts?
Yes.
This one I did not know. There are no muscles.
As opposed to all the other fun facts.
Yeah, I've always known them.
He's just reciting those from
they're
memory.
They're fun for you. For me, they're just, you know, old hat. Funk out. There are no muscles in your fingers. The muscles in your palm and forearm do all the work.
Oh, they just kind of pull on the tendons, I guess?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
how about that? I didn't know that.
So what's in there?
I guess
oats?
A tendon.
Bone. Bone and tendons.
Oats. Yeah. And your muscles pull the tendons.
Did you just say oats?
There's oats in my fingers?
Yeah, I thought it was possible.
I don't see any.
Okay.
Corn.
A gray
barley.
Squirrel.
Barley, there you go. Right.
What would be the worst thing that could be in your fingers?
Well,
like foreign objects?
Depends on where they've been.
No, like oats, corn, poop.
Yeah, I mean, probably poop, if that's an option. Hard to Rubber think of bands. Something worse than that.
Rubber bands would be bad. Yeah.
Black licorice would be bad.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Your ancestress bones? Ancestress?
Yikes.
Wow. Okay, contest.
That turned.
Working at a standing desk, you see this all the time. How many extra calories does it burn over an 8-hour shift?
Ooh, I would love to know the answer.
You're about to.
Bet it's not that many.
Do we get to guess?
Yes.
8-hour shift. I'm going to guess 120.
I guess 121.
Dang it.
I'm going to guess 100.
I am going to guess 99.
You are all too high.
Wow.
64.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just sit down,
64.
Man.
Exactly.
64 extra calories.
That's fuck out.
It seems impossible.
Wow.
All of a sudden, like Tony, you're sounding like the impossible. Dr. Pepper ad.
Yeah. So do you like it when an airplane, you're in a plane and the wings start to freeze and you think maybe you're going down because the weather's so bad? No, Dave, I actually don't like that.
What a weirdo.
Okay, another contest.
Okay.
There are only four types of venomous snakes in the United States. Who can name all four?
Rattlesnake.
No,
you gotta raise your hand.
All right, Tony.
Okay. I'm raising my hand, but you can't see it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dave.
Let Tony go first. All right, he's got one.
Yeah, I'll
so
try
far.
To pick up the scraps here.
Yeah.
Rattlesnake.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Copperhead snake.
Uh-huh. All right, those were all of mine.
50%.
Cottonmouth.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Water moccasin.
And a water moccasin. No, water moccasins are not. Yeah, they're not poisonous. Uh-huh.
The trouser
Ooh,
snake.
I think they are.
Trouser snake.
It's not water moccasin, is it?
No.
No.
But I always thought that they were that they were poisonous. Venomous.
Mm. Yeah.
The coral snake.
Mm.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, I'm
bad
looking
news.
That up. Coral snake.
That's
three
a
out of four,
bad.
Not too bad.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Okay with my performance there.
I started typing in coral snake and accidentally typed in coral snack.
What came up?
I corrected
tasty?
It.
Oh.
Try googling trouser snake.
No,
not gonna do that.
Don't do that.
The coral snake is very colorful.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
Wow.
That's why it would be called a.
Oh, it's not a real snake.
Coral snake.
It's not the color of coral.
I just now got that.
What? Trouser snake?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Wow.
I was like, seriously, if you listen back, I'm like, trouser snake. Never even heard of that one. And obviously, it goes up your pant leg.
Okay.
Idiot.
That's kind of cute, though.
Oh my God, I'd give $10,000 if you hadn't realized it and then brought it up the next time you're in Grafton.
Oh, no kidding.
Any trouser snakes around here? Better keep your eyes peeled.
All right, guys, I know that trouser snakes are not venomous. We just talked about this on the air.
Oh my God, that would have made my life. Keep your eyes peeled. Okay.
Yep.
I wonder where coral snakes live in the United States.
Stand by.
I'm being serious.
Florida, yeah.
Nebraska.
North Carolina. Louisiana. Yep, Florida. There you go.
Dave, you believe in Bigfoot?
No, I've told this story before. I had a guy who worked with me for a number of years who was deathly afraid of Bigfoot. So he kind of convinced me that there was something out there.
Was he afraid he was going to come into the station?
No, he's just afraid of it. I mean, I could, and this is he's a hockey player, a strong guy. And all I could say is, oh, look, Bigfoot. And it just turned into salt.
Wow.
Wow.
It was great fun.
That's a good story. I mean, I would be afraid of Bigfoot if I weren't at Intercom. Like, I don't think he's going to, like, come in and accost me. If someone yelled, hey, look, Bigfoot, I don't think I'd even turn around. I'm so brave.
Then why are we hunting him?
Yes.
Well, because this guy was afraid he was going to be in the building.
Just afraid, period.
Yeah.
That you know, he'd walk out of the house one day.
It's like trouser snakes, right? You don't just run into them.
Yeah, but does the Bigfoot going to eat you or something?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
This just in from Twitter. Mountain biker on Twitter says a cottonmouth is a water moccasin.
Hey, there we go.
So water moccasins are poisonous because cottonmouths are poisonous.
PSA, you know the trouser snakes you really got to look out for are the one-eyed ones.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, that's true.
You're taking it too far now.
Welp. That joke is only 38 years old, and it worked, and that's good. It means the old ones are...
Okay.
I thought we were sincerely guessing.
Let's do this. Let's break so that we can give Chet a lot of time.
Yes.
Chet Pleban's going to be on. He knows
Quick joke, though.
Okay.
So you just had a bad joke there. What do you call a bear without teeth?
Don't know.
Gummy bears.
Uh-uh. Oh, boy.
Oh. don't laugh at that.
I swear you'll tell that joke in the next 24 hours.
He's a grandpa now. Grandpa now. Happens.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye, Dave.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, Priest and the Rabbi, coming up at 5 p.m. Right now we have Chet Pleban on. Chet has been in on this Kim Gardner Tisby fiasco since the very beginning. Chet, can you kind of start it over for those of us who don't understand it or have forgotten how this whole thing got going?
Sure. First of all, let me say that never, I guess, has there been a better time to practice criminal law in either St. Louis City or St. Louis County. I've been doing it for 46 years. Never have I had a prosecutor on my side like this case.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just absolutely unbelievable. But we go all the way back to obviously the prosecution of Greitens. And you'll recall for that prosecution, Gardner decided, or at least said publicly, that she went out and hired a special former FBI agent by the name of Tisby because John Hayden, the chief of the St. Louis Police Department, would not participate in the investigation of Greitens with respect to the issues regarding his sexual contact with that alleged victim. That proved to be false. John Hayden then came out subsequently and said, no, I never said that I was unwilling to participate in the investigation of a sitting governor. So nonetheless, she hires Tisby, I guess out of her own budget. He comes in, he does an investigation, but before he does that, what she does is she goes and she interviews the accuser of Greitens. Now, and she does it, just the two of them. She does it without Tisby, and that's back in January sometime, prior to the time, or right after, I guess, the indictment. But that's a no-no, and the reason for that is because you never want somebody who's going to be trying the case taking a statement from a witness. You know that, Dave, mm-hmm. because if that witness contradicts something, you can go to the person who is there taking the statement to rebut what that person said and prove that they lied. So right off the bat, she's in hot water. Then Tisby comes in, and apparently the allegations are that she provided notes that she had taken in connection with her interview of that accuser to Tisby, and he used those particular notes. Fast forward, all of a sudden, now the defense says, well, wait a minute, you can't be prosecuting this case. We want to depose you. We want to depose Tisby. We want to depose everybody else. We think that also we're entitled to documents that you haven't turned over. Now, there's an obligation, both ethical obligation as well as a legal obligation, according to what we call Brady material. And that's anything that's exculpatory for the defendant. You have to turn that over. It's not an optional sort of thing. You've got to turn it over. Well, the allegation was and still is that she, Gardner, withheld some exculpatory or Brady material from the defense. Then there was this whole issue about whether or not a video of the accuser malfunctioned and whether or not it was actually Tisby that took the notes and not Gardner that took the notes. And she claimed that, well, she tried to restart this video or tried diligently to get it to work. And lo and behold, she couldn't get it to work. So then along comes the request for a special prosecutor to obviously the Greitens situation is dismissed. The defense lawyers aren't real happy about all this. They file complaints against her. They file complaints to remove her. Lo and behold, ultimately it's dismissed. And the reason that it's dismissed is because the judge says, no, you're recused from the case. And also, we're going to allow those defense lawyers to take your deposition to find out what that reported victim told you. So she says, oh, game over. I'm out of here. Well, then the question becomes whether or not Tisby, in his deposition with the defense during the Greitens case, committed perjury. And so that needs to be looked at because the defense lawyers for Greitens complained about that. That's when Jerry Carmody was appointed by the court as a special prosecutor to look into whether or not Tisby should be indicted. Tisby, of course, they ultimately conclude that Tisby is indicted. Well, not only is he indicted, but seemingly in that indictment, it's alleged that Gardner played a role in that. She sat next to Tisby during his deposition at a time that he denied email exchanges and information that she had provided. And so they're suggesting that she failed to report Tisby lies. She failed to report it to the police. She made incorrect statements to the defense lawyers in the Greitens case with respect to that Brady information and the judge, frankly, with regard to the Brady information. So now Jerry Carmody is attempting to get all of this information. She failed to appear for Jerry's grand jury investigation six times. She said, I'm just not coming. Now, believe me, if you failed to appear, Dave, or Tony or anybody failed to appear to honor a grand jury subpoena, you'd be in handcuffs. But she wasn't. And so the bottom line here is now a court ordered back in December her deposition, and I thought he ordered her deposition in the Tisby case to be taken on January 15th. Well, what's this? January 14th, and she filed a lawsuit claiming that there's racial discrimination going on. So, and the purpose of her testimony, again, is to determine what she gave to Tisby and whether or not he lied. And the court now has ordered all of this information, the text messages, the emails, any phone calls, et cetera, to be turned over to Jerry Carmody to be used in connection with the Tisby case. So wow. It's against all that background that now she files a lawsuit suing the police department for racial discrimination, et cetera, claiming that the police association, and I guess the police department, city of St. Louis, whatever, violated the Ku Klux Klan Act, which was apparently designed to prevent conspiracies, racially motivated conspiracies, to deny the civil rights of minorities by obstructing people like her, who are government officials, to perform their duties. I mean, you talk about frivolous lawsuits, this is one of them. And oh, by the way, her first assistant way back when, Bob Durker, who used to be a circuit court judge, who had to retire because he was 70, went to her office to be her first assistant. He admitted to the court, and there's a transcript of this, that Tisby perjured himself. Well, now Durker left there. He's over at the city councilor's office And I suppose potentially that office is going to have to represent the city. I don't know who's going to represent Jerry Carmody. I'm sure that Jerry has a contract with the city that he'll be defended and indemnified. So now there's going to be an added cost to defend him in connection with this frivolous lawsuit. So, and so here's the bottom line, Dave. Okay. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
This is a lady who was, my understanding was, she was a state rep. She was term limited from being a state rep. And in my opinion, she had to look for some other public trough to drink out of. And so she decided, well, why not? Let me throw my hat into the ring to become the circuit attorney. The people elected her. Here we are. And so now here we are. So she was pontificating on CBS national news this morning. So here we go again. The city of St. Louis, and probably the state of Missouri, is going to take yet another slam on an issue similar to this. And I'm not saying that there aren't racial issues in the St. Louis Police Department. I'm not saying that they don't handle them well. But there's a way to handle it and a way not to handle it. And you tell me exactly how not participating in a prosecution of Tisby is racially motivated and violates the Ku Klux Klan Act.
Amazing.
Can't buy it.
Thank you, Chet. Appreciate it. Great job.
Okay. Bye-bye.